This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Nearly 10,000 renters and landlords applied for housing assistance in Colorado in February. Compare that to last year when the state gave rental assistance to 16,000 households in all of 2020. The state's housing department says most applications are from counties in the metro area, followed by El Paso, Weld, and Pueblo counties. The state approved $4.3 million in aid, but that's less than a quarter of what was requested. And state officials say because of a backlog, it could take 3 to 8 weeks for people to receive payments. A new wave of grants will help fund Colorado music organizations during the pandemic. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Take note, Colorado says it is awarding $120,000 to musical groups across the state. The recipients of the newly established Denver Music Advancement Fund include the Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts, Soundscape Collective, and Southwest Sinfonia. The grants will help support future programs and events from organizations still struggling with coronavirus restrictions. As part of the announcement, Wesley Schultz of the Lumineers will join the group as a co-chair. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Starting Monday, people can begin making online reservations for wilderness camping at Rocky Mountain National Park. Before the pandemic, people could only make a reservation request online or through an in-person lottery system, but the park now says it'll only accept online reservations this year, and fewer campsites will be available due to wildfires. This is CPR.